Welcome to the June 12th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in new research, the Tufts Center for the Study of Drug Development quantified RBQM's financial impact on a Phase 3 oncology trial at $13.8 million net value, with 84% from time savings through early risk identification and 16% from monitoring cost reductions. Clinical trial level ROI multiples range from 6.1 to 22.7 across phases, with program-level ENPV deltas strongest in Phase 3, reflecting late-stage cost and scheduling consequences. Up next, in Part 4 of his video interview with ACT, Raj Indapuri of eClinical Solutions described how allowing sponsors to inject their own SOPs, protocols, and governance frameworks into AI systems is key to building the trust needed for real-world adoption. When organizations maintain control over decision rules and compliance frameworks, AI becomes a tool aligned with their risk tolerance rather than an external mandate. And last but not least, in another segment of a Pharm Exec interview, Lisa Bollinger of Polarix discussed how basket trials are reshaping rare pediatric oncology development by enabling recruitment at specialized treatment centers and leveraging Bayesian approaches to borrow data across related indications. A single basket trial at multiple sites is operationally more efficient than standing up individual trials for each rare disease, improving both feasibility and evidence generation. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Have a great weekend.